I love a good coaching session, and today we have a really special treat. I am so excited to bring our first live coaching session to you so that you can see what it's like to be coached by me and so that you can go through this process with Diane, today's coachee, and see if the questions and the tools I offer her can help you. If you're struggling with focus and discipline like she was and with the issues that she brought to the table on this one, this is especially relevant to you. But if not, you can still benefit from hearing Diane be coached and use the skills that she learns as we go through it. If you'd like to have a session with me just like Diane has done, you're in luck. This month, the month of my birthday, I'm offering the first 5 people who book their balance and boundaries coaching session 50% off. So go quickly to the link. The link is bit.ly/B&B coaching. Type in the coupon code birthday50, and you might be one of those 5 who gets their first balance and boundary session for half price. I can't wait to see you there. But for now, let's see what happens for Diane in this session, and let's see what you can get out of it too. Are you overwhelmed by the juggle of trying to fit it all in? Do you long to be more present, but you just find yourself reacting to life rather than being in control of it? Are you desperate for some me time in amongst the chaos? I'm Charlotte, a personal trainer, coach, mum, and wife who works because I love my job. I was living the absolutely chaotic life of working full-time, managing the emotional and mental load, trying to meet everyone's needs while completely forgetting about my own. And I finally realized that if I was going to enjoy my work and this journey of motherhood, I needed to set boundaries and make choices that would make me feel more in control, would make me feel healthier and happier so that I could work and mother the way that I wanted to. If you want to create a way of being that allows you to get your work done and be the mum you want to while earning an income and finding joy in your work, I'm so glad you're here. So put away that laptop, tie up your mum bun and lock the bathroom door. We're learning how to juggle. What would you say would be the number one challenge that you kind of jumps out for you in all of this?
Okay, so the biggest challenge I face is that I work from home. And because I work from home, it's much more difficult to separate those roles between my professional time. This is now work time, and I focus on my work and taking care of the house responsibilities. And that's why I used the word systems earlier. It's like, how do I plan my life within the space so that I do justice to all of these things? So that's my number one challenge. I think if I worked in an office or off-site, if I could almost say that maybe compartmentalizing it and know when I'm in this space, I focus on work. And now I'm interfacing quite fluidly between the different roles throughout the day as and when I feel like it or as and when the demands arise. And I don't think that's the best way to function. There's too much flexibility for me to possibly neglect one or other or be distracted by one or other in the space that I work.
Yeah, so there's a kind of reactivity to life rather than a systematized, this is what's happening for me now. It's almost like, okay, that I could be doing that. Oh, I also could be doing that. Oh, I could be doing that as well.
Right. So how do I manage? So time management is a big challenge for me. I know for the most part, I don't have urgent demands on me day. For 90% of the time, there are no urgent demands. So I map out my day. These are the things I'm going to do today. But more often than not, I don't get through all of those because the laundry needs to be folded or, you know, the kids didn't pack away their stuff or whatever. And then, I'm tired now. I'll get up from my desk and I'll do something else. So just being disciplined about time management or time blocking. And then if I don't fulfill my to-do list, and I keep it relatively short, I try to keep the main things to 3 work-related tasks. If I don't get through those 3, then I find after dinner, I'm going back to my computer and I'm stealing from my kids' time. And then I feel guilty about the fact that I didn't read with them or I didn't have a conversation with them before they went to bed. And so I don't know. I think I need help just being more disciplined about time management. And if I feel that if I was, I'd be able to do a better job at doing justice to my different roles, even when working from home without the guilt.
So what do you think is allowing your discipline to waver at this point?
I found over the years, I've come to understand myself, pardon me, myself a lot better, is that I function best when there are urgent deadlines, when I know that this paper needs to be in by the 20th, or I've got two more days to finish this. And if there aren't those defined deadlines or boundaries, I kind of then just am in this fluid space. It's okay, I'll get to it. But when the pressure's on, you know, I run and I can deliver. Yeah, I don't know if that answers your question, but that's how I know I thrive when things need to be done. But if there isn't deadlines for anything, okay, oh, I'll get to it. That's not urgent. Or right now the laundry's bothering me or the dishes are bothering me. So I'll focus on that.
So there's an external obligation on you. Then there's that sense of, okay, I need to get that done.
Yes, absolutely.
And what's happening for you if you're sitting at your desk and you are doing something and then you look at that pile of laundry and think, oh, the laundry needs to get done? What's happening in your head, in your body?
Okay, so it depends on, one, whether I'm in the zone, sort of really into that piece of work and enjoying it. And if I am, the laundry wouldn't bother me. If it's a lull, I was like, I'm bored. This is not stimulating enough. And I've been at it for an hour now and I need a break. It's very easy for me then to get up and do something around the house because I'm not intellectually stimulated enough or energized enough by what I'm doing. Then I'm easily distracted. If it's not a creative exercise, because again, I thrive on creative ideas, strategy. If it's not something along those lines, I find, oh, it's just the mundane. Okay, I need to do something else to maybe muster up more energy to then tackle this mundane task.
So there is a boredom and a kind of, oh, what could I do that's a little bit more exciting? And a push away from this particular task at hand.
Yes, I would say so.
So in that time management struggle and challenge, there's also the challenge of focus.
Yep, 100%.
So tell me about the times when you are focusing. Tell me about those times when you are able to really stick with a task.
I think, like I said earlier, if it's a creative process, an idea that I'm mapping out, or a novel paper or project that I'm designing, and because I'm fueled by this creating something from nothing or mapping out or strategy, if it's something like that, I could go on for 4 hours and the house could be chaotic around me and it wouldn't bother me. So that's when I call myself in the zone. Like nothing will distract me. Even if my kids are home and they want hot chocolate and they're asking for this and that, it's like, I need to finish what I'm doing without the guilt because I'm fully invested in that process. I'm pouring all of myself into it. So that's when I'm at my best, when I'm doing those kind of things. As you say, if it's just like, oh, well, just the routine, admin and this and that, is like, do I really have to? And I'll wait until I really have to before I tackle those kinds of tasks. So does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
I hope my craziness makes sense.
It does indeed. It does indeed. What does it feel like in your body? In fact, if you will, for a moment for me, just close your eyes and imagine that you are sitting doing a task that is boring, that is monotonous, that is administrative. And tell me what it feels like in your body when you are doing something like that.
It actually feels like painful, you know, when you're trying to pull teeth, like getting water out of a rock. It's like, oh man, do I really have to? It weighs me down. I do it with everything because I have to do it. I muster up the last of whatever I've got within me to do that task because it needs to be done. But it's like, oh, if I could pass off on this, I would. But it needs to be done. So it actually literally in my body, I feel, oh, like something's being pulled out of me. That's the only way I can explain it. Like it feels weighty. Oh man, I don't know. I can like literally feel from my chest like something's being pulled. Like, oh, this is painful, you know.
Great. And now I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think about when you are in that flow, when you are doing something that excites you, when you're doing something creative, tell me what that feels like.
I literally feel lighter. I feel like almost like I'm levitating, you know, like I'm lifted up and I'm like just on a high physically, intellectually, emotionally. I'm just high energy, adrenaline, happy hormones, you know, I'm just going until then sort of that inspiration or whatever fizzles out. But literally, I feel like I'm on a high. And I've just got like I feel like Sonic, like I'm just can go at lightning speed. My feet are not even touching the ground, you know. And I've just got all this energy to keep going. And then eventually, you know, it will fizzle out or life happens and you have to stop that. But that's how I feel. I feel light. I feel elevated. I feel I can go and go and go. That's the best explanation I can give you.
And what do you think it would take to feel that way when you are doing the monotonous, boring tasks that don't hold your focus?
I know this is not very specific, but I can only put it down to having something, some creative element built into it that stimulates me. Because as long as there's something, even if it means, let's say I'm working on a document, even if it means making the document look pretty and formatting it, and that's the creative part, then it will balance out the mundane of actually typing what needs to go into this document that I'm not really excited about. So any form of creative element I feel gives me enough energy to sustain me through the task. So perhaps I need to flip the steps in the process. I don't know, or blend them in some way such that I'm feeding off the creativity and not deferring the mundane to when I'm not totally depleted. So in short, having some aspect of creativity built in that task, whether it's just, you know, strategy or something you have to physically design on, you know, a mind map or whatever, the health promotion campaign, that will balance out the mundane because that's, I thrive off that creative energy.
Yeah, and that's a fabulous practical way to be able to shift out of that heavy kind of, oh, this is so boring, into a, oh, this is actually exciting. This is something that I enjoy doing. If there's no way of being creative with a task, is there any other way you think that you could feel or could do something different about the task at hand that would allow you to keep your focus on it?
So, like I said earlier, I think when something's time bound, I will definitely focus. If I know that this has to go out by the 25th, I will sit there and get it done. Oftentimes, my work is a certain report or a paper needs to be in by a certain time, and then I'll leave it for the last few weeks or days or whatever, you know. But then I will focus because I'm going to meet that deadline. So if there's no creative aspect, then having some sort of a cutoff time or deadline will keep me focused on that activity. When things are just open-ended, I tend to just set them aside, you know, and then prioritize the things that energize me. And I keep deferring and deferring until I absolutely have to deal with that. So, yeah, I don't know for sure how I would deal with tasks that don't necessarily have an end date in mind, that don't energize me, because then it's forcing myself to pull that to the top of my to-do list, even though I don't really feel like doing it. So I think I would need a strategy on how to deal with those.
So there are various different elements that need different reactions or attitudes or kind of ideas around managing. There are those that, okay, if I add a creative spin to it, I can make this a little bit more exciting. It would be able to keep my focus. And then there are those that are just things that have to be done. And then there are those that do have a deadline, but maybe the deadline is so far in advance that I don't necessarily need to do it now. And then when the deadline comes, ooh, suddenly that energy is there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as an example. So as an academic, you know, we've got to publish. So oftentimes a paper would come back from a journal, an academic journal, or maybe a journal rejects that paper, and then you've got to submit it to another journal. Now, those are self-directed activities. There's no deadline associated with that. So it's like, oh, I'm not really in the mood for this now. And I could park off a paper for a few months before I tackle it again, simply because there's no deadline. Right? It's up to me whether I resubmit that to another journal or not. So that's an example of that kind of thing, which I will then just defer because, like, oh gosh, I have to deal with this again. So that's that third element where there's neither time frame or the creative part to it.
And what does it feel like for you, again, going back into your body, when you do complete something like that task?
A sense of relief, like, okay, this is off my plate now. Yes, it's done, finally done. So yeah, again, just breathing that sigh of relief. Okay, I got this done.
And where do you feel that relief in your body?
Literally in my chest. I don't know, but yeah, it's like, you know, and I can feel it, the weight is off my chest, you know, something that I was just, and there's that mental, I don't know if you can call it guilt, or you at the back of your mind, you know that there's incomplete tasks that need to be done and you're kind of just trying to ignore them. But the sense of guilt and like, oh gosh, I really need to get this done. So you're smacking yourself on the hand, but at the same time, not getting down to doing them.
So one of the tools I'd love to offer you is to induce that feeling of lightness, that feeling of relief that you will feel when the paper has been handed in or when it has been finished.
Mm-hmm.
One of the tools that we use is something that we can do quickly now together, where I'd love to invite you just to sit again, imagining I'm sitting in front of this paper that I now need to resubmit, and it doesn't matter when. Tell me, what does it feel like? What is that feeling right now?
So I feel like a weightiness in my chest, and it's like, okay, I have to tackle this again. That's the immediate feeling. I know it needs to go. I know I need to do it, but I have to kind of psych myself up to deal with it.
Now I'm going to invite you to breathe for me rhythmically and evenly, 4 counts in and 4 counts out, if that's comfortable for you. And I want you to imagine that you are breathing in and out of the organ of your heart. So picture your heart. And just for a couple of breaths, we're going to breathe in 4 counts and out 4 counts, as if you were breathing in and out of your heart. And as you are breathing like that. Can you think of a more effective attitude or a more effective solution for this situation? Is there something that pops into your head immediately?
So by the second breath, the thing that popped into my head was, I can do this. I have done it. Mm. I can do this. I don't know why I'm making it such a difficult task, because I can do this. So I think it's just reframing my thinking. I've published more than 35 papers in academic journals. It's not like it's something new or hard. It's just like, come on. You can do this. This is easy. The paper's written. Actually, in reality, if I think of the ones I've got parked off, it's written. It just needs a little bit, maybe 1 hour of sitting down, finding the journal, doing all the paperwork, submitting it. I can do it. But it's like I put up this mountain. I make it like it's a mountain to climb. So I think just reframing my thinking. I can do this. This is easy. And then picturing the rewards. Mm. Good. Yes. Because if I publish it, it goes there. I add another paper to my name. I'll get credits for it from the Department of Higher Education and Training. I can do more research, and there are benefits that come with it. So maybe I've been making the actual administrative task of getting it out such a big hurdle, and it's holding me back from so many more rewards. I think just looking at it from the back end, it's like, the amount of effort I need to put in versus what I stand to gain, you can't even begin to compare. The gain is definitely much more than the effort. So thank you for that. Yeah. Now I've got no excuse.
So what do you think that you need to do the next time you're sitting down at your desk and you feel your focus being drawn away from the task at hand?
So what I've been practicing, before I answer your question, and maybe what I'm going to say will answer the question, I've been practicing not being distracted. So if I start something, not getting up from my desk until I'm finished that one task, because I would be prone to, okay, I'm working on this document now. Oh, 10 minutes later, my mind wavers, or I remember I'm supposed to send an email to someone, or I need, and then I'm getting up. So I have gotten a lot better at, I'm not going to get up from here until I'm finished this task. And so I think making that output, okay, this is the cue. Now I deserve a break. Now I can go and check the mail or whatever. Making the completion of that task the cue to take a break, or then move on to the next thing that popped into my head. So just being disciplined about that. And I must say, I have gotten a lot better. Not perfect, but I've gotten a whole lot better. I used to just randomly get distracted and then jump from one thing to the other. And at the end of the day, I'm like, what did I actually complete? I've been busy and running around, but most of the tasks are incomplete. So focusing on completion, and it's something I'm also teaching my children, and practicing those disciplines routinely. I think then I can see more output in terms of completed tasks, and perhaps tagging on a reward. If it's a mundane task or something that I've not been excited about sitting down and doing, then finding some way to reward myself on the completion, then that becomes an incentive.
Absolutely. And in the moment where you feel yourself wondering, part of the reward is that feeling of having achieved it, of accomplishing it. So maybe in that moment when you feel yourself being pulled away, is to just really, like you've done today, feel what it's going to feel like when you have achieved it and completed it. Mm-hmm. And that is one set of reward, and then knowing that, okay, I've now achieved it, I can go and give myself the other reward, or have a coffee break, or whatever the case may be.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. I'm just taking notes as you're talking, but to remind myself, what does it feel like in my body? Because honestly, incompleted tasks weigh me down. It's that sense of guilt. It's like, oh, Gosh. And this thing is rolling over from day to day. When I redo my next week's plan, my next week, I've moved a task two or three times from week to week and it's still not done. And then it's the guilt that comes with that, right? So, yeah, I think that's incredible that you've, these are seemingly simple things, but we don't do them and then they kind of become stumbling blocks. But thank you for pointing that out, Charlotte.
That's a pleasure. That's a pleasure. Well, thank you for taking the time to share with me. How are you feeling now?
Lighter, energized. I can do this. I can definitely
Fantastic.
Do this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Diane, for bringing this challenge to us today. A challenge that I think many, many of us are faced with as we try to juggle these different roles and expectations of us. And I hope that those of you who have listened today and have asked yourself the questions I asked Diane and can make use of the tools I offer her, start to see some changes in the way that you too approach the tasks that need to be done, all of these things that we have on our to-do list. Again, if you would like to bring me a different challenge that you're facing, please go to bit.ly/BNB coaching. And I would love to see how I can help you to build some boundaries in your life, find some balance, be more productive, be more present, and just start to really, really feel calmer and more in control. I so hope that this episode has given you something to think about or something to help support you in this journey of working motherhood. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share it with another mum who may need some help in managing it all? I would also be thrilled if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave a written review there. This way, I know that what I'm offering is making a difference, and this is what I long to do. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here on Tuesday.